This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Learn how to send and receive messages. This is Tech Talk time. Good day's Tech Talk. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Greg Stebbin, who is the editorial director of Information Regarding Technology at Men's Health Magazine. How do you like that for an expanded title?
I get
like
a new
that
title every week. I love it.
I know, don't you love it? Yeah. I should be your boss so you could get paid by the word like I do. Or by the
add them
many,
on. I love
how
that.
Many words there are in the title of what it is you do at Men's Health Magazine. Are you familiar with Hear Me Out? Have either you, Richie, you or Greg heard of Hear Me Out?
I have not. Yeah,
apparently not.
I have not, but I'm typing it into my browser right now.
Yeah, the fellow who started it is going to be with us in the next half hour. It's an Egyptian, no, it isn't either. It's an Israeli company. Hello, Doug. And I found last week when I was there, I don't know how much we talked about this because when I started, it was sort of the first day that I'd been there, Greg, and I didn't spend too much time. I was just trying to hold all of it together. But there were some fascinating things that have come out of Israeli technology, frankly, because they're very good when it comes to technology. And so this is one example of it. It's a company that enables people to express their voices on social media in a different interactive way. It's like your personality is expressed. I'm not sure how they do that. That's why we're going to have the guy on to explain how it works. So it's simple. And that's the thing with a lot of these new apps, and I wonder how this is reflected in what was given for Christmas, what people got for Christmas, is the technology, even though there seems to be more of it, becoming easier to use, or is it just that we're more familiar with the things? Like, look at me, for example. I mean, if last year you'd have come to me and said I had an iPhone and I could be doing some of the, even though it's simple stuff, tweeting, using technology in a way that's far broader than I have been using it, I would have said to you, nah, I've had enough. I'm okay where I am. But it, for me, and I wonder how this applies to other people, I go for things, Richie will tell you, Greg, I go for things when I need them and when I feel like I can understand and work the technology without being frustrated, because I think if you take a lot of this stuff on and it's not part of your wheelhouse, you can get just extraordinarily angry or frustrated because the stuff doesn't seem to work. And you can do that anyway because a lot of the stuff doesn't work like it's supposed to. But I wonder, is it just getting more simple, the stuff, or is it just we're finding it easier to use the technology, the basic technology itself?
Well, it's a yes and no, because it's always evolving, which is more complicated to a subset of the population. But at the same time, it's getting the earlier iterations of technology are getting simpler. So it was easier for you to jump in and use things that others had been using for a few years. But if you started using new innovations that, you know, real tech-savvy people are just starting to use today, you'd probably be really frustrated and have a similar reaction. I want to point out that this is not new to our digital age. One of the things that fascinated me watching the show Downton Abbey was watching that family adapt to early technology like radio. They didn't like it. They were afraid of it. And then all of a sudden they had a need for it, the kind of need you're talking about, and they all gathered around the radio for the first time as a family to listen to, I think the Queen made an address or the Prime Minister. They had the same reaction to the automobile. So this phenomenon is not unique. It's just happening much faster than it's ever happened before.
Yeah. All right. Richie, you find that to be the case with you and your circle?
You know, I think technology does get more intuitive as it progresses, but I think with you, I think you've just finally stepped into the water instead of dipping your toes into it and are starting to embrace it, which then makes it easier for you because you open your mind to it a little bit. And just quite honestly, trial and error and practice is one of the things that makes you better at what you're doing. So, you know, I think you look at technology in the world as a whole, but it's just the experience for you, and this is what you're going through right now. You're opening your mind and you're practicing, and it's just becoming easier.
In a way, it's like learning a language. When you start, it's very awkward and overwhelming. As you learn, you gain more and more confidence. Confidence is a big, big piece of it. And when you gain more confidence, you're willing to try more things, just as Rich was suggesting.
Do you think Twitter will expand because of all the usage from Trump and his cronies? Because it has been used and become very popular, if not the most popular, it seems to.
Obama beat him
going
to the punch
faster
by
than Facebook.
Yeah, Obama beat him to the punch by 8 years with regard to that. I mean, he helped make Twitter what it is in the past 8 or 10 years. But Trump certainly continues that and carries it on. And Twitter, for me, it's a little bit annoying just because there's so much clutter on Twitter, but I mean, it's definitely got value.
Although, as a business, it's struggling. So there are some who might predict that Twitter won't be around in a few years because it simply hasn't found a way to be a profitable business.
Yeah, that's true.
Really? Well, that's what they said about Amazon, remember?
And I'm not sure if Amazon is a profitable business yet.
It sure is for the people who own it. Whether, you know, stock-wise, but you, I mean, look at what the people that are running it are getting paid. All right, in a moment, I want to solicit from Greg and from Rich, what technology has been most popular for Christmas, what have people said they were going to buy and give versus what actually has been bought and given.
And let's talk about where you can get some post-Christmas tech deals.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea, too. That's a very good idea. Richie, thank you for suggesting it. 13 after the hour, Tech Talk time. This is Good Day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, app, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within two invoices requires new lines of service with one ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Day-to-day prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. Hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, 16 after the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin, the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, Rich McFadden. As you can imagine, I was interested, Greg, to see how many people Amazon had on staff yesterday, or last night, I guess. People starting already to return things. That seems to be a first. I mean, you can use the virtual stuff and not have to talk to a human being, but apparently they had humans on staff after 5 o'clock yesterday to deal with the people who had questions. So that's what's going back. What's around now that looks like it would be a fabulous choice to make if you waited to save a few bucks or you got money for Christmas, you need some technology. What are deals that look like? What are some of the deals in technology that look swell?
Well, Rich made a great point during the break, which is this today and for the next few days is next, I guess, couple of weeks is a great time to head down to Best Buy and look at what are called the open box specials. So you got a new computer or you got a new TV and you decide it's not right for you, you take it back. In many cases, Best Buy turns around and sells those products at a discount. And there's going to be a lot of stuff in the open box section because a lot of people are going to return the gifts they got. They want a bigger TV. They want a smaller TV. They want a 4K TV. They want a different brand of TV. And when those come back, they'd rather sell them at a discount than have to pack them up and return them and go through all. Exactly. So that's one source of great deals right there.
I'll tell you, as a guy who runs a business and specifically the tech side of it, I always go in and look at what's in the open box section. And I bought a Apple computer last week in the open box section. I got $500 off of the thing, which is an extreme, you know, example of it. But yes, the open box section in Best Buy is a great place to get deals. And it's their little racks that hold all the open box stuff are going to be full over the next 2 weeks. So go there and like a hawk, just cruise around them, and you can find some deals. The other thing, my wife and I bought a bike rack at REI several months back and ended up returning it for a different one and asked them what they do with this. Because I mean, when you return things to stores, they usually end up at a third party.
Business in it. There's a whole business. Yeah,
It's called
a couple of different companies.
Yeah.
But they return, restocking,
whatever it is.
Yes,
restocking.
And so all this stuff ends up on eBay or at dollar stores or whatever it is. The stores don't put it back on the shelves. But REI instead saves all of their stuff, and every 3 or 4 months in the back of the store they have a warehouse where they sell all the returned goods. And as a matter of fact, the bike rack that we returned is going to be on sale in 3 days at our local REI, and we're going to go to the to the store and
visit it.
So
make sure it gets a good home.
Right. So check out your REI because they have lots of cool tech stuff. I mean, even though you know, some of it is bike gear and computers for your
When I got off the plane on Friday night, I heard somebody when I was walking out. I don't know why it was the people waiting to get on the bus. Somebody had bought an Apple iPhone on sale for $300. Does that sound right? They were offering him some places for $300.
All depending on which one.
There were all kinds of sales leading up to Christmas. They were not necessarily being bought from Apple. They might have bought it from Best Buy. They might have bought it from a carrier. They might have bought it on Amazon. And I think we may see more of those sales because Google and Apple are really locked into this death match. Google and
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, 23 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Greg Steffen. We're talking about some of the deals in tech post-Christmas. I wonder, this week we'll all spend a lot of time talking about the big tech. I mean, it'll be the stories of 2016 and what was the great tech advance this year and what will lead up to next year.
You want to know what the big tech get was this holiday season?
Yes, Reggie. What
the Amazon Echo. It's back ordered.
Why?
And I know everybody that either gave or got one.
All right, so explain what it is
okay,
for
so
those of us who didn't give or get one.
It's the thing, well, we'll have to get you one. It's the Amazon talking female version of Siri, where you set this little pod up on your kitchen counter or your nightstand or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and you say, Alexa, what's the weather going to be today? Alexa, play this song from this band.
Alexa, what's the weather going to be like today? My internet went down last night, so...
There she is.
Yes.
Look at the help section in your Alexa app.
So that's one of the downsides, is if your internet goes down, Alexa goes down. She cannot help you reconnect the internet. Oops, sorry,
hi,
I said
Alexa.
Her name again.
Take a look at the help section in your
Alexa app.
But
there is also a Google...
After all this stuff.
There is, you know what though, Doug? I'll tell you what this device is remarkable for, and I think you're going to love this. It's great for listening to the radio. So listeners, if they notice how that perked you up.
Yeah.
So if someone has one of these in their kitchen or they have one in the bedroom and they want to listen to Doug and your show, all they have to do is, I'm not going to say it because she'll start playing the show and that'll get confusing. They just have to say her name plus, I want to listen to the Doug Steffen show this morning, and it'll start playing
your
show.
Take your headphones off, and I'll talk to Alexa directly.
Well, she's not connected to the internet. We had an internet power outage. But I'm happy to show you another time. But we listen to the radio more now simply because it's so easy while we're cooking or something to say, I'm not going to say her name, but, you know, turn on this show or that show,
Alexa,
or this station or that.
Well, the great thing about this program is that it's available as a podcast. You can download it anytime you want at Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, that sort of thing, Radio America, Doug Stephan. So it's a way
for
to
Alexa
get
to find
stuff. Yeah, go
yeah,
find
so
it.
This is yet this is another way to get it that does not require your hands. So if you're, like, in the kitchen cooking, all of a sudden you go, I want to listen to Doug. I want to listen to Rich. I want to hear the team. You just ask for it, and you get it.
Or if you want to know how many teaspoons make up a tablespoon.
Sugar. Absolutely. Yeah. It's great for cooking. Yeah. You know, how many, or set an alarm for 5 minutes, or all kinds of things you do in the kitchen. You need information, or you need to set a timer. It's really great for that.
Yeah, it's great for those of you who want to become mindless and brainless. It sounds like it's perfect for that. And this week is going to mark the end a quarter. Yeah, well, I want to make sure that positive. I want to make sure people's brains are still going to work, Richie. You need a brain. And so it always
I do, and
you don't want to have to
know how many teaspoons go into a quarter of a cup.
Yeah, right, exactly. What is that? A teaspoon of sugar makes the medicine go round. Google.
Alexa, play the teaspoon of sugar makes the medicine go round song.
Yeah. Technology Google found a very ingenious way to adapt its systems to the extra second that's going to be added on a week from, well, actually not a week from yesterday, right? The end, this is the leap second introduced to allow the Earth's rotation to catch up with atomic time. I wonder what they've done before.
Wait, is it actually the other way? Or is the Earth going to catch up, or is atomic time going to slow down? Because I don't think we can actually make Earth catch up.
No. Well, isn't that what I said, or did I say it wrong?
I think you said it back.
Add a second. Did I? They're adding a second. 1 hour, 1 minute is going to have 61 seconds in it. I think that's what's going to happen, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, thank you, Rich.
Right.
28. Thank you, Greg. 28 past the hour.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Designed and arranged for those of you who have special interests and special things. That's what this hour, every day on the Good Day program is all about. This is Tech Talk Time, the hour devoted to technology, a study of what's going on this week and every week in technology. Last week, you'll remember, I was in Israel, and we did spend a good deal of time talking about Israeli technology because they are developers of all kinds of new. I know my friend Uri Geller was happy and proud to tell me about the WhatsApp. Rich McFadden is here with me, and we're going to meet somebody also in this half hour who's, yeah, it's something that I didn't use before. He exposed me to it last week. He's all over it. It's like FaceTime in a sense, and I don't know why. Well, I guess my question would be, why would you use WhatsApp or FaceTime over one over the other? Are they both basically the same thing, or is one of them
no,
the other one?
No, different platforms. FaceTime is an iPhone-only feature.
Oh, okay.
WhatsApp is an app that you can download on any phone. And the appeal to WhatsApp and why it's grown so much is it's available anywhere in the world. So my wife uses it with all of her relatives and friends in Colombia. And as long as they all have a Wi-Fi connection, they're all chatting with each other.
And that's another thing like that is Waze, which is the direction finder, also
Maps,
developed in Israel. Maps. What did I say? I said Waze, but it does maps.
It helps you kind of navigate around traffic.
Right, yeah. All right, so that's another Israeli bit of technology. So here's a third rung on that ladder, because I didn't have time to get this gentleman on last week. I decided in the Tech Hour this week we'd expose you to something called Hear Me Out. Hear Me Out is an Israeli-based company, and here to explain how it all works is Issy Levian. Am I correcting? You can correct me if I'm wrong. Am I correct? Levian. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I see.
Hi, Doug. Thank you for having us.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, because I think this is one of those I don't want to say issues, but this is one of those things that we can do that is good for everybody. I don't see any, there's no negative to this. Why don't you, you're the co-founder and vice president of business development at Hear Me Out. Let's start with the first grade here. What is Hear Me Out and how does it work?
Okay, Hear Me Out, in a nutshell, it's a voice-based social network. It's, you could call it Twitter for voice or Instagram for audio. It's a social network as it differentiates from WhatsApp, you know, voice messaging or stuff like that. It's a social network that stands alone, and you record up to 42 seconds audio posts and share them with whoever follows you. That's
so who's using this now? How long have you been around? Who's using this product these days?
We started a couple of years ago, did a lot of testing. It went through a whole process. The idea was to give people a chance to express themselves. So the usage of the app is people sing songs, they share, talk about politics, you know, jokes, what was going on in their life, their diary, because when Facebook and MySpace started, it was all about, you know, share your authenticity and your story of your life. But today we know social media is, a lot of it is fake, and a lot of the celebrities and, you know, influencers that use the social media just have someone else running their pages for them. So the idea was to get the authenticity back, because people, you know, their own voice is recognizable and you can't fake it. So you, of course, know that. So we feel that in the place of the people that, you know, share their content, it's the more authentic way, and they can convey tone and emotion in the most clear way without any, you know, misinterpretations due to texting, et cetera. And the consumer side
talking,
we developed is... What?
I just want to reintroduce you for people who are just coming in here. Issy Levian is from Hear Me Out, which is, if I'm understanding you correctly, and Rich, you can correct me if I'm wrong as well. This is using your voice. There's a voice app, and you speak into it. There's a microphone. You can use your iPhone or any kind of droid, I'm guessing, for this app. And it's messaging that goes to somebody who's going to actually hear your voice rather than read your words. Is that about it?
Yeah.
And it's not messaging. It's a social network. Imagine it's like Twitter for voice. Instead of tweeting in text, you tweet in your voice. That's the idea. It's a social network. It's not one-to-one. It's one-to-many. It's a broadcast.
I got it.
The beauty of this, Doug, is, and he hit on it, that so many people are misinterpreted because the text does not relay the emotion or the intent of what you are trying to say. And I've had this so many times in life where I get into an argument with somebody over email because we're misunderstanding each other.
I'm a good example of that. You and I would go back and forth at each other, and the tone of our argument or whatever we were trying to convince each other of was completely lost.
Right. So
a couple of words on a piece of on a screen.
If you were to send me what you said in that email that I saw as nasty, in a voice message that I hear your right, that I hear your tone as nasty or nice, it takes on a whole new direction. The conversation does.
Yeah. This is brilliant. It sounds like it's Social Hyde Park. So I'm looking at the website for it. The Hear Me Out is guided by the Simple Authentic Absolute Model. That is, it's simple to use. You can, as Richie just said, authentically understand, because if you know these people, you can hear the tone of their voice. And you won't be, you know, it's not going to be somebody else giving you a message. I think you said something that was very poignant, Izzy. The fact that a lot of people do have others do their Facebook or their Twitter or whatever is on the screen may not. And I'm an example of that. I have a lot of this stuff done for me because I don't have the time to do it. And frankly, I don't have the interest or the technical ability to do it as frequently as some people are actually expecting me to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is very simple, very easy to use. You just record yourself and share it. The idea was also, one of our main ideas was to be on the go, because we're not competing with Facebook or Twitter. The people who, you know, anywhere near a keyboard or holding their phone in their hand can use. The idea was the on-the-go platform. And what happened was that we developed a unique player within the app that you could just put your phone in the car and the hands-free set and press the drive mode button, and it will play your feed continuously, so you'll actually be able to socialize while you drive in a safe way. People won't have to text and drive. And with that in, with that happened, Ford came to Israel, you know, Startup Nation, looking for startups, and they met with us, and they loved the idea, and we actually developed an entire connected car platform for Ford, meaning you get in the car, in a Ford car, and the phone, the multimedia system would recognize that you're have Hear Me Out on your phone. It will lock the phone up, and you could use the Hear Me Out app through the dashboard alone. So you could use it through the wheel, or through your voice, or through the touchscreen. So I could be getting in the car, not having to engage with my phone at all. Just say, you know, Hear Me Out, launch the app, record posts, and share them, all without having to touch or look at my phone. So we're really focused on, you know, safety while we drive, and no texting while you drive. And this is what our main target is with this social app, to get people to stop using Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah, you guys are going to become cajillionaires. If you can get Ford to do this sort of thing, well, you know, the thing here is, and we hear this all the time, I live part of the time in California, part of the time in Massachusetts. Both states have outlawed texting, and you're not supposed to use your phone, especially in California. They're always looking for you. So in this circumstance, it looks like you can press a button if you're in a connected car on the dash, and it'll automatically connect you and post you to whoever it is who wants to listen to you, right?
Yeah. And because our app also syncs with Facebook and Twitter, so I could actually record a post on Hear Me Out and share it on my Facebook page while I drive. So I could be active on Facebook while I'm driving as well, not just in within Hear Me Out. That's the idea. We actually took the first step to becoming billionaires, as you said. We actually raised money in Australia in our public company. So hopefully we're getting there. We took first, you know, baby steps there. But, now we're expanding and growing, and we're working with to get more collaborations like we did with Ford with other car manufacturers. That's our extent of what we're trying to do now. Becoming the Facebook of cars, that's our ambition, you know.
Let me in the audience in on the inside. Okay, so it sounds great on the surface. This sounds like a perfect thing. But when you get into the weeds, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, what kind of problems do you have, or people like you who are developing this sort of sophisticated software to be used, and people are just going to expect to push a button and it happens? What are you going through in order to develop this? It's like, you remember Edison, you've probably studied Edison, you know who he was, took him 1,000 times before he got a light bulb that worked. So how many times have you guys gone through this to try to make this work?
Exactly. As you asked in the beginning, we started over 2 years ago with the product, so it's thousands and thousands of man hours and hundreds of thousands of codes, lines of code to develop this app and keep improving it and renewing it and adding features. So as you said, it's a long, long process of testing to see what people press more, what they like more, what features you want to add, because the idea is, of course, you have to have a great product, but you have to have people that will enjoy using it and will be very intuitive and easy to use. So that was, I was doing a lot of case studies and seeing what people, you know, use more, what they use less, what purposes, what age groups. It's a lot of, you know, back in the back end data that we gather, and we figure out the best way to market the app and make it, you know, grow.
So who are your customers at this point? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a real... Well, but that's what these startups and people devoted to coming up with these sorts of things, that's what you do. You have to have... You know, the thing that I have most respect for, because you can, as you said, develop a code, and I don't want to say... I don't want to denigrate it. It's not just anybody that can write the code. But to come up with an idea like this, and that's what fascinates me about all of the things that are around now that people have thought of, well, let's make this work or that make that work. And how do you, who came up with this idea first?
My partner and I, Mohan Chamsi, he's a CEO. He's a good friend of mine for years. We came together with the idea, and we thought, again, like we explained, the authenticity issue was lacking, because you see the timeline of social apps. So it started with MySpace and Facebook and Twitter with text. Then it evolved with Instagram and shots, the pictures. And now in the recent years, it became with Vine and Periscope and Snapchat with video. So actually, in this entire timeline, there's missing the one, like, most natural way to connect with people is with their own voice. So we feel that we're filling in a gap that was missing in social networks. You know, it just seems natural now because there's no one else doing it. There are a few smaller companies. We're at the moment the biggest one. But that's why we felt that it was the right timing. There's education in the market for voice. You know, like we just did your show with Echo that you were discussing before. So people started using their voice and everything with Siri and Google and Echo and Waze and Google Search and all these things. Voice is back in the digital space now. So we feel now it's the right time to actually do the official launch of the app after, you know, 2 years of research and study and developing. So our plan is to, beginning of next year, to actually do the official launch in the States. As there's any other launch with PR campaigns and get influencers to join the app. And we're hoping to get influencers that care about, you know, texting while driving to come here and, you know, come and think about that this could really solve a major issue with people using social networks while they drive. And that's our main ambition, to get the safety issue out there.
How are you going to make money? What happens in this situation? Are people using it going to hear ads?
For now, no. Because we're pretty new app, so we want to get started first, get a major user base first. And then later down the road, probably, you know, a little more down the road, over a year from now, probably before we even think about starting with advertising. But there's a few ways. First of all, there's the advertising, as you said, within the app, and they will have probably premium profiles, people that have ad-free experience or get, you know, a different looking feel of their app, or if publishers want to get data about their followers, we have these stuff as well. And the other thing is the connected car field. Because we're, you know, pioneers in this field in the social space, we've had companies approach us and want to, you know, purchase our technology or use our technology in a white label sense, not take Hear Me Out, but just take the technology of connected car socializing and use it within their cars without having to use the name of Hear Me Out. So that's something we're looking into as well.
All right, so I got one last question. As Twitter allows you only 140 words, and that is, I guess, being modified somewhat, do you have a time span in which people can use this? Like, can they go on and on, or do they have to X amount of seconds?
Yeah, it's 42 seconds. The idea was, again, this is one of the testing that we did. We started as a one-minute statement, but we saw that giving people a minute is a little too long for them to, you know, it's hard for them to think about that long, and people were reluctant to press and play something that was over, you know, about 30, 40 seconds long. So we found the right time between not giving them 10 seconds so it would only be junk that people say, and giving enough time for something interesting, but not too long so people, you know, carry on and get nervous or not have anything interesting to say for more than 42 seconds. We tried out in Israel, we did some pilot testing with some news stations and sports stations to do short news bulletins, and it was like 40 seconds. That was about the right timeline. So we feel that this is the right length to give people
to use. I want you to stay in touch with me and my staff, because I can see how we could use this as a broadcaster in any number of ways, and it might be neat for us to be able to work with each other. So let's hold on to that thought. I got to scoot and appreciate, though, this is really an interesting thing, Richie. Hear Me Out.
Very cool.
Issy Levion is here from that company. I think it's going to make a mark. It's 10, rather 11 minutes before the hour here on Tech.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Oh, the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to Geico when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, now 53 after the hour, time for our daily Tech Talk time. And today we're focusing on what Amazon is doing or has done for you in your Christmas reality. And they're a new pair of glasses. I actually got a pair of glasses. Meredith got me a pair of glasses, Jennifer, that are magnifying glasses you can adjust on the side so that they're set. I'm just now trying to play with them and get used to them.
Those must
so
be that cute.
They can be, yeah, no, they aren't much to look at, but they're very
sexy. Yeah.
They also have a light that you can put in the center of your forehead to those.
No. But you see, I have all this stuff like in front of these computers, and I have different, and quickly I need to go and focus on one screen or another, or something that may be on a piece of paper in front of me, and it's hard to find glasses that allow me to do that. These do that, but you wouldn't get caught in public with them. They just look like good activity glasses for what I do. And all right, so that makes me think about the new glasses that are out that detect your mood and your mental health.
These are super cool, yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about them in just a moment here on Tech Talk Time.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow! I have nothing to lose.
Right! Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH. Or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, so let's get, this is 56 past the hour, by the way, Tech Talk time. Let's get at these glasses that are able, Jennifer, to detect what you're feeling.
Yeah,
and
remember
how your
the mood
head
ring?
Is working.
When you were a kid, you stick that mood ring on, and it would turn colors and tell you what your mood is. Well, that was supposed to read your mind as a kid. Now there is a more advanced mood-detecting accessory, and by the way, very stylish in eyeglass form. So Philo Group Spa, which builds Dior and Fendi frames, those are big designers, is collaborating with an InterExxon to create smart glasses. Each pair has five sensors that detect brain activity through your nose and your ears. And, of course, they connect to an app, which provides an assessment of your mental health and advice on improving it. No one knows the technology is there
Take
except the
nap.
Person who's wearing the glasses, right?
Right.
There'll be sunglasses on the market in the summer, and eventually the company will roll out prescription smart glasses. And, you know, hey, look, it seems fun. I don't know, it's gimmicky, but, you know, hey.
The only thing that's not smart about it is they should have done it 2 months ago, so they could have sold them for Christmas.
Absolutely right. But I think it looks like this will be a big thing for next year's Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of Christmas, online shoppers started yesterday, Christmas Day, and you know, that in England it's called Boxing Day, the day after. Mm-hmm. Boxing, literally, you rebox stuff and bring it back to the store. But there are a lot of people yesterday afternoon, instead of doing family stuff, they started on their smartphones to return what they didn't like. Okay. Amazon said it was the busiest Christmas day they've ever had, late in the day. Christmas, as a matter of fact, the returns doubled over the past 5 years, but this is the earliest that they've done it. Five different focuses on how to do this. And they had people going back, you know, people were online, people were working yesterday at Amazon. Anyway, so that's one thing that went on with them. They've teamed up with Goodwill. What are they doing there, Jennifer?
Well, this is actually a really cool story. You've got the Amazon boxes that are left over, right, from presents you ordered online. Well, now you can recycle them in a different way that clears out your clutter at the same time. This partnership between Amazon and Goodwill makes it a little easier to donate to charity. Under the Give Back Box program, you can donate items you no longer want. You ship them to Goodwill for free, and then
you ship them to Goodwill free. You don't send them for free.
Okay, well, free. You send them there. Please. Follow these steps to participate. You empty out your old shipping box. You fill the box with clothing, accessories, and household goods you no longer want. You put your free shipping label at givebackbox.com, and then you drop your box off at UPS or the Postal Service, and they'll deliver it to the nearest Goodwill location that participates, which is really cool. I like this story.
All right. Yeah, that is a good story. All right. That's the story in technology.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If
you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.